Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Whose bright idea was that?
That was my idea.
Let's have some poetry.
Yes.
Jess Howard is reciting Duckin' the Law.
Well, I rodeoed with Sparky Watts in 1952. We'd win a bronc ride here and there, and then we'd lose a few. The pendulum of fortune swaying gently to and fro would let us know on Sunday how our whole next week would go. Well, I'd won $400 on a horse called Major Lou. Sparky came up second, but he'd won the barebacks too. And this was when $100 was ransom for a king. You'd never have to eat the neck, the gizzard, back, or wings. But just let Lady Luck decide to frown a while at you, and you'd be boiling beaks and feathers, making gunsel stew. And such was this the case a little farther down the line. We'd both drawn bad and missed some out and hadn't won a dime. When we called into Oakdale, we were cocky as you please, but by the time we got there, all we had was entry fees. Our budget wouldn't let us eat, but God bless Lady Luck, 'cause right there at the edge of town was someone's hand-fed ducks. We'd bought some bags of popcorn 2 weeks back at Murphy's Bar, and quite a bit was scattered on the floor of Sparky's car. We each scooped up a handful. It was all we had for bait. The menu read, "Fresh duck tonight," and I couldn't hardly wait. 'Cause I'm getting awful hungry, and I've got to catch me one. And I wonder, as I bait the trap, how fast a duck can run. Well, my fears were all unfounded. They were tame as they could be. They flocked around like children gathered at their mother's knee. We both grabbed double handfuls of these walking duck fillets and shoved them in the trunk of Sparky's beat-up Chevrolet. Well, old ducks all quacked like crazy as we drove off down the street, but with entry fees and supper, cowboy living can't be beat. Well, all at once Watts said, "Dadgummit, what now, partner? It's a cop." While those red lights plainly told him what we'd better do is stop. Sparky finally managed curbside by some run-down skid row bar, and the biggest cop I've ever seen walked up beside the car. He said, "You've got a brake light out and need to get it fixed. There's a Chevron station open, and they don't close up till 6. Well, Sparky said he'd get it fixed, no problem that he saw, that his first and foremost aim was strict compliance of the law. Well, the cop said mighty fine and starts to bid us fond farewell, when the ducks in Sparky's trunk decide to start in raising hell. Well, Sparky stuttered like a sailor coming off a 3-day drunk, when the cop said, "What was that? Let's have a peek inside your trunk." Well, in my mind I saw my life flash past, especially supper plans, when I heard Watts tell the cop, "The belt is slipping on the fan." The cop said I distinctly heard it coming from the back, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe I heard it quack. "Well, that must have been my grandma's ducks," my shifty partner said. "We're hauling them to Delhi to a stud to have them bred." "They're some exotic purebred ducks. They're costly, frail, and rare. I'd like to let you see them, but I don't believe I dare. Their eyes can't stand the sunlight, so they're covered with duct tape. If I open up that trunk, there's just a chance they might escape." Well, I'm paid for taking chances, said the big cop with a frown. So open up that trunk before I haul you both downtown. Well, it's hard to put in words a scene that met our wondering eyes as Sparky popped the lid and I'm rehearsing several lies. Duck crap mixed with feathers blotted out the morning sun as some ducks tried to fly away and others tried to run. One duck had the scours, judging by the load it dropped, and just as luck would have it, it all landed on the cop. Well, the cop jerked out his pistol and he screamed at them to freeze, but Sparky said, "They're purebreds and you'll have to ask them, please." Well, the cop slipped off the edge as me and Sparky hit the ground, and blinded by duck crap and rage, he squeezed off several rounds. He shot the bank and drugstore and he winged the local bar, while blowing most the windows out of Sparky's poor old car. The local people panicked as they screamed and ran in fright, while one of Oakdale's finest shot at everything in sight. One poor old crippled lady was out hobbling in the park, and she achieved a record land speed with her walker throwing sparks. The cop was in another world attempting to reload. We both jumped in our wounded car and tore off down the road. Sparky picked up second as a bullet whistle passed. I hit the squeaky floorboards and old Sparky hit the gas. When the cop ran out of bullets, Oakdale looked a little strange. He'd defoliated half the trees and bushes in his range. Well, the ducks walked home no worse for wear, except their feet were swollen, but they still won't talk to strangers from a fear of being stolen. The rookie cop is undergoing psychiatric care, but he still hates anybody with a duck tail in their hair. So, cowboy, if you're broke and getting gant around the girth, don't steal a duck for dinner. They're more trouble than they're worth.
Boy, it doesn't get any better than Jess Howard.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, that's right. Now, Jess Howard was reciting that. Pat Richardson, his brother, said that was his poem.
That's right.
Jess said, "We worked on poems together." Anyway.
You decide.
You decide. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, yes.
Whose idea was that? Anyway.
Yeah, to have many horses and burros.
The wife.
That wasn't your idea?
Actually, I went along with it because, man, it looked like a lot of fun.
Well, that's because you wanted to get yourself a mini chuck team.
I wanted a mini team. Yeah. I needed a chuck wagon team.
Yeah, needed a mini chuck
team. And I'm still not giving up on it.
Aren't you?
No, heck no.
Well, your mini horses are getting old.
Yeah. Joy's pretty long.
Right,
too,
yeah. So, well, and the mini burro.
And the mini burro, he's had his privileges removed. So,
well,
we did
right.
get a mini Jenny out of them.
Did you?
Out of that pair. Yeah.
You still have the mini
Jenny?
No,
we traded it to the neighbor, and then the neighbor traded it to another neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
She
yeah.
just was not...
Ended
trainable.
Up, ended up being.
She was mean.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yeah.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun, but oh, man, could she just
good time, but,
take off and burn your fingers all the time?
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, is that the one that farted nephew Neil off? Or was that
no,
a different...
that was Samson.
Oh, that was Samson.
That was Samson.
Right, Samson.
Yeah. And the quarter horse mini cross.
Quarter horse mini. Oh, okay. How high does Samson stand?
He might stand 9, 8 hands, yeah, something like
right,
that.
There you go.
8 or 9 hands.
Hey, we need to end the show.
What?
Yeah, but Prairie Rose Wranglers are singing to us. This is Rolling Kansas Plain.
If I'm going there, or I'm coming from, there's a place I can't forget, somewhere in my mind, out along the rolling Kansas plains. When the wind sings there, I know the prairie is my home. If the weather's fair, or it's drifting snow, it's the only place I know I can lose my cares
out along the rolling Kansas plains. It's so peaceful there, it's calling me, I want to go.
Signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Whose bright idea
Whose
bright idea was it to raise sheep? Once
not
again.
Mine.
Once again, the mother-in-law.
Sister Louise, yes.
But there were years that the
they
sheep made
me
money.
Before I showed up.
Yeah, right.
They were there way before I came.
There were years the sheep was making money and the cows
and
weren't.
That's right. So, that's right, yeah.
I mean, you can't fault them.
No, you can't.
Right.
They taste good.
Yeah,
though.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, like a good lamb chop.
The coyote knows what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Whose bright idea was it to move the NFR to Las Vegas?
I want to know that.
Dirty coyotes.
I tell you.
Anyway.
Yeah, I thought the end of the world had come.
I did too. Yeah.
In fact, I knew it had.
Well, and I know people like going to Vegas, but we don't.
No.
And we should have went to the NFR that COVID year when it was in Texas.
Right.
And I was hoping they were just going to keep it
Why
there.
Why not leave?
Man. And then everybody could have gone. I mean, there's a big enough venue.
Exactly.
And we all could have gone and had a good time in Texas.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So instead, we sit at home in our easy chairs and we watch it there.
We watch it there. And we don't have to buy a $10 Coke.
And I don't have to go to Las Vegas.
No.
God, I'm sorry, but I hate that place.
I'm not too fond of it either.
All right. Whose bright idea was it to change the pickup headrest so you couldn't wear your Couldn't wear your hat.
Who was that guy?
I know. It's all about safety. I understand. But, oh, my gosh. I am so glad that somebody decided that square-toed boots were now in fashion.
Oh, me too.
All right?
Me too.
So, actually, I'd like to know whose bright idea that was, because I'd shake their hand.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My fat, sore toes and
the arthritic.
Yeah,
foot.
Sure, yeah. Sure do. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
one.
That yeah. is a good idea. I'm yeah. glad I.
All right, that.
That
was a bright idea. Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing next week?
Too soon.
Well, folks will want to stay tuned, won't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
Because it is too soon.
Is it okay. too soon?
I don't
for
know.
Ear
oh,
joke?
That's right. Is it too soon? So stay tuned.
I will.
The folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks, and always remember:
don't stand behind a coffee and milk cow.
I know whose bright idea that was.